So on this Thinking Day service for the Brownies, I thought it would be a good idea for us to think about what love is. What does love mean? How can love be lived out today? And the Brownies are going to come up and read to us now from a famous passage from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. So if the Brownies could come up now, please, and read from here.
If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have a gift of prophecy and have fathom of all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that I can move mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all my possesses to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it does not give dishonor to others. It is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love is not delight in evil, but not rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always preserves.
Well done.
Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, there will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there are knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. When I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now, we see only in reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then we shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
I think they did very well with the readings. Can we give them a wee round of applause there? Yeah, they were quite difficult readings, weren't they? But you did really well. I'd like us to think about love. It's a very much on the people's minds this week, or perhaps it should be. On Tuesday is Valentine's Day, and people are maybe thinking about love. Certainly, if you go into the different shops, there's lots of cards and flowers and chocolates encouraging us to tell someone special that we love them. But what does love really mean? And I loved it when we had this conversation here on the stage, and one of the girls at the end says, my answer is what they said. Remember that? She said, my answer is what they said. And when we think about love this morning, my answer is what God says. What God says love is. And it might not be exactly the same as what everybody else says love is all about. So let's have a look at what love actually means. There's a film called Love Actually where they explored what love was. And it was really mainly about romantic love, but then towards the end of the film, this lady, she cared for her handicapped brother. And the film was really saying that love is much more than romance. If we think about all the films and a lot of the TV programs, and they say, what is love? Then what they basically talk about is the sort of, do we fancy someone or not? Do we find them attractive or not? And, you know, the Bible is really saying that's good. There's actually a whole book in the Bible about this called the Song of Solomon. And I'll just read this to you. It says, love blazes up like a blazing fire, fierce than any flame. Even waters cannot quench love. No flood cannot sweep it away. So God's not saying that that's not right, that's not good, but he's saying that marriage is good. And that's where that kind of love should really be found. The Bible also says a lot about care for the family, caring for our own loved ones, whether it's our children or whether it's our older relatives. The Bible says that's really important to God. Caring and loving your own family. And also friendship love. There's different words you can see there in the Bible about what love is. But the important thing about different words in the Bible, it's always good to read each chapter in its own context. But there are different words for love, and this word phileo, I don't know if you've heard of the town Philadelphia. Who's heard of the town Philadelphia in America? Well, Philadelphia is from this word for love, for brotherly love. And it says in the Bible that if one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. We all need that kind of friendship, don't we? We all go through times in our life when we need someone to come alongside us and help us and encourage us. And there's a picture behind me of the film Lord of the Rings. And at the end of the film, this man Frodo, and he had a particular task to do, which was to take the ring and destroy it in Mount Doom. And it was such a burden to carry this ring. And he just fell on the ground and he couldn't go on. And his friend Samwise Gamgee said, "I can't carry the ring for you, but I can carry you." And perhaps you've got a friend who has got a big responsibility, and you can't do what they do, but you can help to carry them. You can pray for them. You can encourage them. You can say to them, "I can't do what you've been called to do, but I can encourage you." In the Bible, there's a famous friendship between David and Jonathan. David was in a lot of trouble because Jonathan's father, King Saul, wanted to kill David. And when David was running away, it was Saul who wanted to kill him. But Jonathan wanted to protect David. He knew that David was a good man. He knew that David was chosen to be king. And so there's some beautiful friendship passages in that story. And the Bible says that Jonathan was not only David's friend, but he helped David to find strength in God. Sometimes we can be going through a situation in life where no human being can actually help us that much. But if we can connect with God, we will get all the help we need. And in the New Testament, we hear about this church that was so full of this brotherly love, so full of this friendship love, that Paul said, "I don't even have to tell you about this because you keep doing it more and more." And our reading this morning was about defining what love is. It's really about not being selfish. It's about thinking about others before ourselves. And so in Thinking Day, Brown is just to remember that love is about, it begins with thinking about others more than ourselves. Then as we think about others more than ourselves, then we do actions which help people and which help them to be built up. You may think of a wartime situation, soldiers, and we often hear in a wartime situation that some soldiers in trouble and another soldier will come and help them. You even hear stories about people getting awards like the Victoria Cross because they fall on a grenade. And maybe the grenade's going to blow up maybe loads and loads of people, but one soldier decides to fall on the grenade and he himself gets blown up, but everyone else gets saved. And that's a special kind of love. It's a sacrificial kind of love. And the word that's used in the Bible for that is agape. But if we really want to understand about love, we need to think about Jesus and what he did when he died on a cross. Because for the Christian, there is no greater love than the love which God showed us in sending his son Jesus to die on the cross for us. He didn't have to do it. He chose to do it. And he did it to deal with a particular problem which I'm going to be speaking about in my second talk. But most of the time, we love people who will love us back. Sometimes we love people that we like. We love our best friend. But it says in the Bible that God loved us even when we didn't think about him. That God loved us even when we were against him. God loved us even when we were doing our own thing rather than following his ways. And the Bible says that God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ loved us.